Welcome back, everyone, to the Marketing Cloudcast, where we bring the best marketers, thought leaders, industry experts, and authors from around the world to talk about marketing trends, tactics that help us all be better marketers. I'm Tina Razul, one of your co-hosts all the way from Sydney, Australia, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Megan Hostetler.
Hey, guys, here from Indianapolis. And, you know, we've been meeting with some amazing guests over the last few weeks who all have something in common. Can you guess it, Tina?
Ooh, I wonder. What is it, Megan?
Pretty curious, but they all know how to speak ABM. If you couldn't tell by the title, that's what we're talking about today. So keep listening. If you have no clue what ABM is, you're in the right spot. So Tina, why ABM? Why now?
Well, Megan, as you know, 2020 has been quite the year for all of us, and we've had to take a step back and really look at what tactics actually help us be more efficient and focused with how we are spending our activities, time, and our money. So with that, we're excited to introduce this brand new series, drumroll please, Megan, which we are calling How to Speak ABM, also known as account-based marketing. We'll be diving into what ABM is, how to build a foundation based on data, also how to choose the accounts that you'll target, and uncover that secret sauce when it comes to creating a solid ABM strategy.
Now, I gotta love me some good secret sauces here. So a little teaser here. Part of the secret sauce is a little tactic called Three's Company.
Is it like the American sitcom that showed in the 70s?
Oh, close. You guys will just need to tune in to find out. And we'll also cover campaign execution, ABM tactics during these uncertain times, of course, that we're all facing today. And then we're going to wrap things up by talking about the future of B2B marketing. Now, I'm genuinely excited about this series. You know, we want to also make sure that we're providing you with the content that you actually want. So take our survey at sfdc.co/cloudcastsurvey. Link is in the description. Or if you feel so inclined, go ahead and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or really wherever you like to tune in.
And if you like what you hear and you like joining Megan and I, make sure you subscribe. Or if you're a Spotify person like myself, give us a follow on Spotify. We'd sure appreciate it. So, Megan, who are we talking to first?
We actually have two guests on today who both know a thing or two about ABM. First, we have Mike Kostow, GM of Pardot, Salesforce's B2B marketing automation platform. Mike has a long history with Salesforce, and we brought him on to share his experience talking with a lot of these CMOs across the globe to hear what ABM means to them. We'll then bring on Emma Chalwin, SVP of Global Field Marketing at Salesforce. Emma leads a team of over 500 marketers, and ABM has been close to heart. She'll share how she embeds account-based marketing into Salesforce's campaign strategy. So to start off, I thought it would be helpful to bring on Mike here to set the stage and ask, what is this ABM strategy that everyone's been talking about? Welcome to the show, Mike Kostow.
You know, I think about ABM as I first came into this role 5 years ago. You started to hear about account-based marketing as a strategy that customers were starting to employ to help align their resources across sales and marketing and service to go after their top customers and to find new customers that look like the profile of their existing great customers today. You know, I have seen that market mature. And I think when I talk to customers, it's a lot less around the technology and the tools, and it's much more about the strategy. So as you think about what is ABM, you know, it's really marshaling all those resources across your company to scale your business and to go after those top opportunities.
And you mentioned, like, you've been around the evolution of ABM, you've kind of seen it evolve. With that, like, how long has ABM been around? Is this like a new thing? Has this been around for a while?
I mean, it's been around for a very long time, at least as long as I've been, you know, a part of Pardot. We've, you know, our customers have been doing account-based marketing. You know, what's happened is the technology has really caught up to help customers to do it more effectively and to do it at scale. And so now it's become a core part of how B2B marketers are going to market. And as I talk to, you know, marketing leaders, and have been fortunate over the past couple quarters to host a number of CMO roundtables with marketing leaders all over the world. And one of the themes that comes up in every single one of those conversations I have is around ABM. And, you know, customers are now doing account-based marketing as a core part of their marketing strategy. They've carved off parts of their budget to do it. And what's happened is we're actually seeing our customers accelerate those investments, because it's more important now than ever that you're nurturing and growing your top customers, and you're finding new customers that look like your existing top customers.
And as you're talking to these CMOs in these roundtables, are you hearing a place or a commonality of where they get stuck, maybe, or like a gotcha as they're starting to build out these account-based marketing programs?
Yeah. You know, one area that I find our customers get stuck is they immediately think if they want to do ABM, that they need a whole new set of tools in which to do it. And, you know, if you have the foundational aspects of CRM and marketing automation, you have the data to be able to do account-based marketing. The second thing is when the marketing team says, we're going to go off and do ABM, and it's not done in a coordinated fashion with their sales team or their service team, it doesn't necessarily work. Tracy Eiler, who's one of our great customers, who's the CMO of InsideView, does a great job of showcasing this. It's really, you know, how do you bring your marketing and sales leaders together to think about who are our top accounts, who are those prospects that we want to go and target, and how do we do it in a coordinated fashion across marketing and sales? But number one is really agreeing on who it is we want to go after.
Yeah. And what we like to do is demystify some of these acronyms, right? So ABM, account-based marketing, but you know, it's also service, it could be sales, it could be different partners together. So any thoughts on that? Like, why do they call it marketing?
Let me throw another acronym at you, just because we haven't had enough acronyms.
Yeah, throw in one more.
I mean, we think about it really as account-based engagement, because account-based marketing suggests that it's just marketing, right? And we mm-hmm. believe it's much broader than that, and it requires all the resources across your company to target and nurture and help accelerate deals with those customers. And it requires marketing, it requires sales, and requires service. And we just did a whole set of research with BCG, because BCG, Boston Consulting Group, is, you know, one of the most well-respected management consulting firms in the world, was hearing from their customers a request for direction around ABM. You know, we really believe that ABM is much more around ABE, account-based engagement. So there's another acronym to throw into your portfolio.
Yeah. And I want to fast forward a little bit. Okay. We're in 2020, new decade here. For the next, let's say, 5 years, what's ABM going to look like then? Do you think everyone's going to be up to speed and rocking it? Or is it going to be another acronym we're going to throw in? What's your view on the future?
So I think, first of all, if we could fast forward out of 2020, I think that would be
the first. Quicker the better.
I think in the next couple of years, you're going to see widespread adoption of account-based marketing. It's no longer going to be thought of really as a separate part of B2B marketing. It will be the core of how B2B marketers go to market. So what the new acronym will be in a couple of years, Megan, I can't tell you, but I can tell you, just based on the speed of digital transformation that I see our customers going through, and how important ABM or ABE is right now, I really believe that it's going to become the core of how B2B marketers go to market.
All right. So far, I've learned that ABM is definitely something that CMOs are bringing into their strategies, you know, to the point where in just 5 years, as Mike just mentioned, it has the potential to have widespread adoption, even more so than it does today. Now, with that in mind, I figured we'd need to hear more about how a marketer brought this into their overall strategy. So, of course, who came to mind? Well, I went a little close to home here. I brought on Emma Chalwin. As mentioned, she is Salesforce's SVP of Global Field Marketing. She has a team of rockstar account-based marketers and built the program from the ground up just a few years ago. I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of these marketers on her team, and I'm excited to hear her perspective of the ABM program and get a behind-the-scenes look. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Emma Chalwin.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be with you today. I tell you one thing, it's never dull and it's never the same. So a bit of background to me, I've been in B2B marketing for 25 years. And throughout that time, I've pretty much led every kind of element of the marketing mix across startups, mid-size and enterprise organizations. And obviously now I'm at Salesforce, which is wonderful. I've been here almost just coming up to 6 years. My team within marketing here are the champion for our customers and really are the interface and partners to our sales organization. On the day-to-day, we use an account-first strategy to put the customer at the center of everything we do. And we partner really closely with the extended marketing team. So the cloud and industry teams, the creative organization, the digital organization, and the shared services team, like the events organization, the customer success organization, to deliver compelling marketing programs that speak to the right person with the right message at the right time. So no day is the same. So it's fun. It keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, it sure does. A lot of moving parts, a lot of people that you're working with. So could you maybe tell us how this ABM team plays into the overall larger team efforts that you have?
Absolutely. Account-based marketing has really become an integral component to our global go-to-market strategy. This year, more than ever, I really believe that we've doubled down our investment into creating personalized and relevant journeys into the accounts that matter to us as a business across the globe. And we jointly define those transformational high-potential accounts with our partners in sales. And I think that's critical to the success of it. 2020 has been a unique year, and many of the high-performing tactics that we once leveraged became no longer available to us in the virtual world and the work-from-home environment. I mean, physical events has always been a huge part of the Salesforce marketing strategy. And so we've maximized our resources to hit more accounts, and now we're able to focus on over 800 accounts across the globe from our ABM programs. And this is an increase actually in about 40% coverage year over year. So, we tested and piloted some stuff, a year and 2 years ago. And now we're really starting to yield the results. So we double down on our ABM strategy for this year. And it really is, as I said earlier, about getting the right message to the right people at the right time. And it's critical in being relevant in today's kind of omni-channel world where competition is fierce to kind of gain mind share. So the more relevant you can be and the more personalized you can be in your approach, the bigger the impact. I thought this was an interesting stat. So according to Demandbase, who we partner really closely with as an organization, over 96% of B2B marketers who leverage ABM have reported a positive impact on marketing success. So it's a critical program on building and nurturing relationships with your customers and your prospects. And I really believe that the empowered customer is more connected than ever before and has much greater expectations of marketing than when I first started 25 years ago. We really realized fast that an account-first strategy is really critical and necessary to break into new accounts, to nurture existing relationships, and really has been critical in helping us grow our business.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes a lot of sense, especially now that we're in these uncertain times and we like you said, we can't have a big, shiny Dreamforce with 150,000 people like we normally do that we're used to here at Salesforce. And one thing that I'd love to hear from you, just because you have such a wide network, so you probably have a lot of like-minded folks that you're in touch with. Are other marketers doing this?
Yeah, it's one of the topics when I have customer meetings and when I go to peer-to-peer networking events. ABM is one of the hot topics that continues to be at the forefront of marketers and CMOs' minds. And in my experience and with other CMOs that I talk about, ABM really enriches the marketing team with a much deeper understanding of the company's overall target audience. And then we're able to take the learnings and apply all of those wonderful insights into what content and messages resonate best with each audience. It's really been a game changer for us as a team. And if you get it right, I think ABM can be a phenomenal door opener and can truly deepen your engagement with the accounts that matter to you most as a business.
Yeah. And with that, want to know any kind of gotchas? You've mentioned kind of picking this up more. You've doubled down within the last year or two. Any gotchas, any lessons learned that you'd like to share when it comes to creating an ABM campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I wouldn't have been able to double and treble the amount of focus that we have on ABM had I not been able to kind of prove the impact. So I've been doing a lot of due diligence with my team on proving the impact and the return on investment, and then being able to grow our strategy. So what I think the biggest gotcha that resonates with me is where we focus, we win. So when ABM is engaged with an account, we've seen stats like an 18% increase in opportunity size, 50% increase in close rate, 32% increase in C-level executive engagement within that account, and that you truly can achieve that personalization at scale. So finding the commonalities, whether it be what pain points a buyer faces, what industry they're in, there's a multitude of factors where we've gained insights to show there are consistencies. We've also this year been piloting marrying our ABM strategy with our values-based marketing efforts, and have yielded some amazing wins. You know, at Salesforce, we believe that business is a platform for change, and aligning your values and what's important to you as companies with your customers can really strengthen your alignment and supercharge your relationship as organizations. It's also been really helpful in cementing peer-to-peer C-level relationships and really locks you together as trusted partners. So there's a couple of little gotchas that I've learned over the past 12 months.
Yeah, both really good ones there. And I like how you attributed it to the folks kind of on the behind the scenes who are putting data behind that and kind of tracking and optimizing as you go. Mm-hmm. So kind of could we dive in a little bit more there? And how did you get to the point of identifying what these accounts were that did bring that high return, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is what typically separates demand generation and account-based marketing strategies, is that real interlock between sales and marketing. So identifying the right accounts is absolutely critical to the program's success. In fact, I would say it was probably the most critical thing. As I said earlier, where you focus, you win. And we follow a fairly rigorous process to determine the accounts we focus on. We look at firmographic, behavioral, and contextual attributes to inform our decision making. So firmographic would include things like opportunity size, the industry, the geographical location of the account, the size of the organization. Behavioral determines more of their intent data. So NPS scores, license utilization, rate of engagement with us, and kind of contextual is all around the prioritization, the current relationship we have. Do we have stakeholder buy-in? And ultimately, are they marketing tested and sales approved?
Okay, so wanted to also touch on the differences between an ABM program and other campaigns that you may have out in market.
Yeah, I think ABM is critical to our overall kind of demand gen strategy, so it kind of slips in. But I feel that ABM is much more strategic than a one-off isolated campaign tactic. So ABM, as I said before, requires that account-first approach to targeting and measuring impact. So if you actually execute a solid ABM strategy, it's multi-channel and has a high degree of personalization. And it really enables you to go deep into each account to create that personalized mix of marketing tactics that result in a cohesive journey across all channels. And I think, again, to what I alluded to earlier, the partnership and interlock with sales is super important. You both have to have skin in the game that this is the right account and have that focus to be true partners in what that journey looks like for each of the customers. I'm also very lucky and blessed here at Salesforce to apply using our own technology, artificial intelligence, to our ABM strategy. That really helps us to create more personal, timely interactions with every engagement, enabling us to be super relevant and delivering that personalized content and messaging to our target accounts. We also have piloted using P2B, so propensity to buy data, to look at what's the next best product offering that we should add to our account-based marketing strategy and fold those into the overarching customer 360 journeys that we create. So, you know, ABM, going back to your question, is just super strategic, and it helps to bring all of those demand generation tactics that we know and love under one roof. That's a real personalized, bespoke journey with the accounts that matter to you as a business.
Yeah. So I want to also touch on the fact that you mentioned values-based marketing is a key component that you're combining with your ABM strategy. So Emma, could you share any examples of what a campaign like this would look like?
We did some great joint initiatives with two of our ABM accounts, Nike and Starbucks. And we really wanted to see how we could partner and give back to some of the frontline healthcare workers that have been doing such a great job of keeping us safe and well. So we co-branded some sweatpants with Nike, and we also created some gift cards with Starbucks, jointly branded. And we actually created care packages and sent them to 5,000 hospital workers across the country and delivered them to them so they could get into fresh leisure wear and sweatpants when they finished their shift, and they could grab themselves coffee or a bite to eat after they'd finished work. We had such wonderful feedback, and it became a great social campaign to say thank you to Salesforce and Nike and Salesforce and Starbucks for brightening up their day. So it's just an example of how, you know, by partnering together, we can give back to local communities whilst strengthening our relationships with both of those accounts that are important to us at the same time.
All right. So there you have it. That's ABM. Okay. Let's pack up our bags. We're done here, right?
We're actually just scratching the surface, Megan. So make sure that everyone listening today, it's just the first episode. So stay tuned for the next few episodes over the next couple of weeks as we're going to tackle and unpack how to create the best ABM strategy. We'll talk about how data plays a crucial role, also how to prioritize the different accounts that you'll be targeting, and we'll share different examples of how marketers in the field are using ABM today to be successful.
All right, let's do it. Now, if you can't wait just one more week, 7 days more to learn about ABM, check out our B2B Marketers Guide. You'll find the link in the description of this episode. Now, huge thanks to our guests, Mike Kostow and Emma Chalwin. I hope you now have a pretty good understanding of what this ABM strategy is. Stay tuned and be sure to subscribe as we unpack this very interesting strategy and learn more about how you can tackle it at your own company. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks again to Think Ahead Studios for editing this episode, Audible.com for the music, and Press Maxon for the jingle.